saying good evening, everyone. Welcome inside the Cave Studios here in downtown Adrian. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith with you. Fred wandering in. Fred got locked out again.
Yeah, I feel like the Flintstones, you know. Wilma, beating on the door, you know. I know that. The older people would remember that.
Yes, you're dating yourself. I say jokes around there, and we got guys that were, you know, weren't born in the 80s.
Yeah, so they don't
Jeff,
remember.
Jeff, be quiet. If it hadn't happened before 1988, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
so.
I don't blame them.
But it's a track night tonight. We got some indoor tracks starting this weekend, Friday. So it's coming right around the corner, and we've got three guests in here tonight. One of the women's track, Emma Stewart's going to be with us. And then we've got a couple of guys in here. We've got, I just clicked up your roster, Colby. How do you pronounce your last name again?
Mazarin.
I didn't want to screw that up. And Logan Smith's a pretty easy one to say on there. So, Logan, you look like you're going to be quieter, so you got to make sure you got to have that up next to you. And
there we go.
We can start with Colby. So we were talking with him because he was a local football player, too. He's looking at these Hudson jersey and things that played against in here, but
that brings back memories.
Yeah, so get that a little closer to you too. So how is your second year here?
Yep, sophomore at Siena Heights University.
Okay, so how did you end up at Siena?
I was looking all local. I wanted to stay local, stay close with the family, and just so happened there's a great coach nearby, and from there it was pretty much wraps. Started talking with him.
Just because he's in this room, you don't have to say
No. He truly was. He helped the process out a lot.
So did you, I know we talked football, so did you play, how many sports did you play at Wyford?
Four. I played a little bit of everything, baseball, football, track, basketball. Let's see, did I miss anything? Football, obviously. Yeah, but I played a little bit of everything, so it's fun. Helped me be well-rounded.
So it's tough when you had to do baseball and track at the same time.
Yeah. I did that for a season, I think sophomore year. That was a lot of coordinating.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
What was your favorite sport growing up, Colby?
Oh, I'd have to land with football probably. I didn't find track until about junior year.
Were you on one of those, I know they won the state.
Yeah.
And then you were runner-up state. Is that right? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, yep. State first year at 2023. 2022, and then 2024, we were runner-up.
Okay.
Yeah, I was on both of those.
Nice.
Not to sound old.
Not to sound old.
What a thrill, though, for you. I mean, you know.
It was real unique.
Well, Fred was there. He was there.
Yeah, I was there.
You know.
Really?
Just calling the Hudson game, so he was up in the press box.
Man, when you say up, we were up.
You're on the seventh story there.
Yeah. I remember looking up and seeing him all the way up there, yep.
Because Ian goes, "Are you?" I didn't tell you I was pretty high. So I said, "I'm not all that excited about it either." But it had to be a thrill playing in Ford Field.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Helped me get used to the stage in college too, for sure.
So you said that football. So when did track really? You knew that this could be you had a future in it.
When I started about junior year, I really only started with long jump, a couple running events, some relays, because just being athletic in a little school, it's kind of where you get placed, and ever since I jumped, I think it was dating back to Morenci. Jumped long jump, and I just fell in love with long jump.
Wow.
Yeah, so when I stayed with that throughout high school, did some pretty good things with that, went to state twice. And from there, coach got me and talked to me about multis, which is fun.
So when you were, you said you were long jump was kind of your thing.
Yep.
So how'd you do, at state?
At state, kind of disappointing. I won't lie with that aspect. I ended up tearing the hamstring on just a run through early on too.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, no, I still ended up jumping. I think 19.5 on a torn hamstring.
Yeah,
don't know why I jumped still, but
well, you're there.
Yeah. Senior year, you just gotta let it loose.
So when you say multi, so what do you do here then?
A little bit of everything from sprinting to jumping to vaulting. We throw too. We can start it simple with 100-meter, long jump, shot put, javelin, discus, high jump.
Trying to get that more the decathlon side?
Yep.
Okay.
Are you doing the pentathlon?
The decathlon and then the heptathlon. Yeah,
correct. Heptathlon, I'm sorry.
Both.
Hep this weekend.
Yeah, because we had the young man that was here last year from Napoleon.
Yep.
I think he...
Hold it.
Good friend, yeah.
And because he was a pretty good athlete. He transferred, right?
No, he's
still with us?
He tore his labrum.
Oh, no.
This month.
That's not good.
He tore him last year.
So looking at that then, doing the multis and all that, so how do you like some of these other things that Coach is putting you into that you didn't do in high school?
Honestly, I didn't know what I'd think at the start. I was just ready to go in and compete at my best, what I can do. And I really fell in love with just all the different aspects of the sport. I'd say pole vault was the most challenging to get into, but after I'm picking it up more and more, I mean, I'm still learning everything, but I'm loving it more and more.
So doing, throwing the javelin and stuff, that's got to be a little different too.
Yeah, javelin, with my baseball background, it was oddly familiar. I ended up picking that up pretty quickly, and I'd say javelin's one of my stronger events.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's fun.
Well, then you got the distance running, and the sprint. So if you're talking about sprinting, and all of a sudden you got to learn to run a little distance side of it.
Yeah, right. I thought I was just out with sprinting, but then they throw in the little distance aspect, and that's a fun one.
What are the five events in indoor?
Eight
events.
Eight.
There's eight.
Ooh, yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. So
day one.
Day one. Okay. Yeah, we can start with day one. 60 meter. We got long jump, and then we're going over to shot put, and then we end of the day off at high jump. So that'll be day one. Day two, we go back and we start with the 60-meter hurdle, pole vault, and then we finish with the 1K.
As you develop these guys, I know Coach is in the background right now. We'll talk to Coach later. But how many of these do you compete in during, like, the indoor season? Does every invitation you go through have a heptathlon?
Most don't.
Okay, so how many do you usually do? To get prepared for the big one.
Two per season.
Wow.
Yeah. It's kind of, you get two shots to crack at and hope for the best.
Right.
So do you run at these other ones then and sprint?
Yeah.
Some of the
pretty
other
much
events?
Wherever we need work on, where Coach needs us at for points, that's kind of where we fall for that aspect. But
so
we don't have one at the conference, right? So you have to find places that do.
Yeah.
And then
top 60 in the country to go to
that. That's what I was going to ask. Well, man.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, though. I mean, just because of the fact that they're so unique in some of these different events, too. What's your favorite of them now that you've done all these, especially with the HEP? Then you talk to decathlon on the outside.
Yeah. So what was that for, the HEP or the deck?
Either one. I mean, what's kind of... You know, you talked about long jumping and that.
Yeah, honestly.
Now you're doing other things.
Yeah. I've kind of fallen in love with javelin a lot. So it's odd. I didn't think I would as much as I like it, but I threw that first javelin and it just was something special about throwing a big stick far. So.
Yeah. Well, I remember when Coach Bauer got put in the Hall of Fame and we went down to Mobile. It was at Nationals and we stayed for one day and we just sat there and watched, and the technique of that is so unbelievable. You think you just go up and no.
Yeah.
So talk about, obviously you have a good arm because
you play
baseball.
Yeah,
so what techniques do you have to work on? What was the toughest thing you had to adjust to?
Yeah, I'd say the biggest aspect in that would be range of motion and mobility, because you got to wrap the javelin around your back in a sense, and then keep a straight, flexible arm. So that part's really hard. It's hard to stay that mobile without getting hurt.
Yeah, because it's kind of like I know this is a pretty simple comparison, but throwing a frisbee, you think it's easy, but there's a certain way it'll go, and I think there's a certain way that the javelin flies.
Yeah, it's a unique one. It's called throwing through the tip.
Okay.
So in order to get that straight arc where it doesn't get caught in the wind and get pushed up.
Yeah.
To get that straight arc, you got to throw through the tip is what they call that. You're just keeping it on the same plane. So it's unique.
Yeah,
sure is.
I mean, it does look
so you go back home and tell them you're doing the javelin.
I actually got lucky enough to take one home during the summer, and I was throwing it all around the yard. Parents thought I was crazy.
As long as they weren't trying to catch it.
Yeah, oh, man, that'd be a different sport.
Well, we're going to slide over to Logan for a second, so you can either one you want. You can take that one. So, Logan, now you're just a freshman this year coming in from Morris.
Yeah.
So how did you end up down here?
We got another kid on our team, Emma Valentine. She's a high jumper.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
national champion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was on my team when I was a freshman, and her brother's was on my team the last few years. So her mom got me in contact with coach, and so I just figured I'd go pay a visit. Why not? And when I got here, I don't know. I just really liked it here. I don't know why, but it was nice. Just why not come down and stay?
And you're a sprinter, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what did you run in high school then? Other sports besides track? Or
I used to be baseball, soccer, track and basketball guy. High school, I was only basketball and track.
Okay. So what do you like about the sprint?
I mean, this last year was my first year doing sprints, so I'm still all new to it. But I just love the competitiveness, like how one race can be so close, but like compared to distance when it can be huge gaps.
Right.
I just like being able, you know, chase people down and just be right there.
So when you were in high school, you really didn't quite, you know, you. When did it click for you that you knew you were fast?
I mean, freshman and sophomore year, I did, like, relays, like 4x4, 4x1, and all that. And I didn't think I was that fast because I was the youngest kid. I was a freshman with all the seniors running.
Right.
But then it was just junior year, I ran it once at last chance just for fun. One last chance. It's like, all right, I can roll with this rest of the season. I go get runner-up at states. So it's like, all right, I'm going to stick with this.
Is that in the 100?
Yeah, in the 100.
Okay.
And then this last year, I won states.
In what?
In the 100.
In the 100. Wow.
Yeah, so just the thing I'd say, stick
with. Well, you're a modest kid.
Thought I'd try.
I won the state.
Thought of me as fast.
Well, that
so did you run the one and the two? And
1, 2, 300 hurdles. I used to do 110s as well, but I dropped that for the 100. And then I did 4x1 that year.
So you're coming up on your first real collegiate meet coming up here pretty soon, right?
So are you doing hurdles still too, or are you just sticking?
No, he hasn't forced me into that one yet, but hopefully I stick with the sprints, yeah.
Yeah, you coach, you go from a guy, it's unbelievable that you're forcing people now, right?
It's a great guy, and now he's forcing me, no.
So you will run the 60 indoor, right?
The 60 and the 200.
Okay.
So that's a little different doing the 200 indoor.
Yeah, I've ran at SVSU, I think, twice now, though.
Okay.
It's kind of used to the track, but yeah, it's a 300, so it's just going to be a weird track to run.
Morris, were they Division 4 or 3?
For what sport?
Track.
Track? 4.
4, okay. God, you've had some great athletes up there, man.
No kidding. Yeah, that's great. So how have you found, your first year of college so far?
Yeah, I'm liking it so far. I mean, it's a little farther than I liked it to be, but there's a bunch of great guys here. I got to hang out with the sprints kids like every other day. Oh, it's just a really good group of people, and coach is always checking in. Oh, it's just really comfortable here.
That's good.
So college-wise, when you got done, did you know what you wanted to study, or are you still searching that out?
I'm a big hunting and fishing guy. If I'm not doing sports, that's all I'm doing. So I decided to go into, like, fisheries, hopefully. If not, I'll just go into some wildlife conservation, but yeah.
So you're taking some sciences then?
Same bios, some sciences, yeah.
Well, I know it's tough. I didn't talk to Kobe about it, but you know, first year here, now you're going to have to find somewhere else. Have you thought about some other places, and do you want to compete somewhere else as well?
As of right now, I mean, I'm liking running, so I'm probably going to keep competing, but there's only a few places that have, like, what I'm looking for, so it's going to have to be, like, MSU or U of M Flint or someplace like that, but I'm not set. Just MSU's the closest place, but I don't know how I feel about their track team just yet, to be honest.
Yeah, there you go. All right, and we're going to slide over. We can take this microphone now, and we've got the female in the room here with us, and so we've got one of the four Emmas. This is Emma Stewart, and Emma, you're from Canton, went to Salem, and so you won the lottery to get to that school.
I did.
It's always interesting when you figure that out. No, No borders, it's just the lotto.
Yeah, so I actually live over in Westland, so we schooled a choice over there, and okay. then they lottoed us. We had to draw random. I don't even know. I think my mom did it, and we got Salem somehow. So that's where we ended up.
So you have siblings, too, that mm-hmm. go there?
I have two younger sisters. One of them is on the team with us.
Oh, okay.
And then my other sister is a junior at Salem, too. Okay. So.
Well, is Salem like the, when you say lotto, you won the lotto then?
So there's three schools right. on one campus.
I've been there. That's why I want to know what differentiates Canton, Plymouth, and Plymouth-Salem?
Some people wanted to be on specific sports teams. Gotcha. I did not care because I was doing club sports at the time, right. so I wasn't Didn't super matter. Concerned about it. But then I ended up, they had a really great track team, and so I was happy with where I ended up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what sports did you participate in growing up?
I was in competitive gymnastics my entire life, so that's pretty much all I did was gymnastics, and then I transferred over into track.
Well, and that's I can see it being a vaulter. I mean, mm-hmm. that makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
Doing that, and I see your sister does that too. So are you twins?
No, she's okay. a year younger than me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at both are sophomores, so that's why on the.
I'm a junior.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kirk, get on that.
Get on what?
So she's a sophomore on the roster.
Yeah, it says you transferred from Spring Arbor.
Yeah, I transferred from
Spring Arbor. So how long were you up in Spring Arbor?
I was just there for freshman year, and I transferred here last year.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, I can see why. I mean, what he does with vaulters here at this program is amazing. Mm-hmm. So when did you start vaulting?
I started vaulting sophomore year of high school.
Right.
Yeah.
So you've been at it a while.
Yeah, I think it's about 5 years now.
And you took it and you got good at it right away? Or?
It took a minute. I didn't start jumping, I think, over 10 feet until about junior year, and then I got injured, and so things didn't really come like start clicking until senior year for me in high school, and then I spent up from there. So
what gym did you train at?
Michigan Academy Gymnastics. Of Gymnastics. Gotcha. It's over in Westland, but yep. there's also some other locations.
You know, my mm-hmm. daughter was a gymnast, and I know when she was younger, I know we yeah. did a few up in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I coach there now over the summers, too. It's okay. still a big part of my life.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great sport.
Yeah.
But it does translate very well to what you're doing now.
Yeah, it does.
It's a good thing. You got to have that core strength and mm-hmm. not be afraid of heights.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Getting up in the air a little bit. But was your sister here first and then you came over with her? Or?
No. So she visited here during her senior year, but then ultimately she decided to go over to West Point. So she was in the Army last year.
Oh, wow.
And she actually transferred here this year too. So, but when I decided that I wanted to look into other schools, I had a club coach from back home and her tell me that I should look into Siena because I've was competing against them while I was at Spring Arbor, and I was like, I talked to a couple of the vaulters, Maggie, and she, after having a conversation with her, that's when I decided to reach out to Coach Kirk and decided that I wanted to transfer here because I heard only good things about the program and how awesome Coach Kirk was.
Yeah, so. I mean, as far as vaulting goes, that you probably couldn't find anybody better. That's for sure.
I don't think so.
That's a good thing. But we're going to take a quick time out. We're going to talk to you guys a little bit more about, what your expectations are and hopefully on the season. And then we're going to talk to Coach Kirk at the end. And we'll be back with more right after this. 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu. At Siena Heights University, we make transferring easy and ensure you're on your best path forward. Study online with our nationally ranked program, or commute from home and get the traditional college experience by taking courses on our Adrian campus. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Visit siennaheights.edu and find out what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
And welcome back to Saint Sports Weekly, brought to you by Siena Heights University. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith, and it's a track night here tonight. And I'm going to go back to Emma because we were talking off the air about this weekend. Possibly you have a good weekend, and from what you did last year, you could be one of the top in the nation going into this winter season.
I'm hoping so. Yeah.
So how did you do last year then at Nationals? Did you make it Nationals?
Yeah, indoor I got fourth, and then outdoor I tied for seventh.
Okay.
But I had a big PR outdoor, and I jumped 13 and a half at one of our last chance meets. So.
And I heard you were conference champ. And.
Yeah, I'm two-time indoor conference champ, and then, yeah.
Nice.
So good. That's awesome.
I mean, it's another very humble. Yeah, yeah. I'm this two-time conference champ.
Well, and it's been a tradition of Vaulter, mm-hmm. Great Vaulters here at Siena. Academically, what are you studying?
I'm studying exercise science, and I have a minor in psychology.
Good. Great. Mm-hmm.
I want to be an occupational therapist. So.
Oro.
Yeah.
Oro.
Yeah.
Another smart kid.
Yeah. Yeah. You do a good job bringing those in, too, Kirk. That's a good job for you.
So what was... You know, and I know Spring Arbor, I have many friends there, so I, you know, usually we ask the adjustment from high school to college. What was it like going to another college?
It was definitely a big change because I left a lot of the friends I made over there and came to something like super unknown and new, which normally I don't do very good at, but all of the pole vaulters were super nice, and they made sure that like I felt welcome and adjusted to practicing with Coach Kirk and all of my classes and everything. So I felt like it was a pretty smooth transition, and once I kind of got into the flow of things, everything started clicking and it started working out great.
Well, I think it helps too that you're part of a program, so you can come in and mm-hmm. you've got it and you know automatic group of people that you can kind of you know attached to, and mm-hmm. then get to know where you want to hang out with and inside of that. So, mm-hmm. and your sister being here probably helps too.
Yeah, well, she didn't get here till this year.
Okay.
So now I feel like I'm trying to help her find that groove and get settled in now. But,
One of the interesting thing about sports is when either on the same team, and, you know, I'm thinking of, you know, I hate to say it, but the Ohio State receivers, you know, they could be jealous of each other, yet they're mm-hmm. close. And I think that's really important to have that culture of that, you know, some days you may not always win, but you can be happy for the other guy, see, other person. So that's happened to you here, you think?
Yeah, I think last year Maggie was one of my biggest competitors, but we pushed each other to keep growing and get better, and I'm super thankful for the friendship and like the competitiveness that we have between us. And now with my sister here, we've always been super competitive growing up, so I know that's gonna, it might create some arguments, but it's gonna push us to be better in the end. So
plus now you're here talking and she's not, so that's one thing you gotta
say
her.
Haha, look at me.
Uh-oh. Well, Logan, over to you again. You know, this will be your first official collegiate track meet. So, you know, what are your hopes and expectations for, you know, starting out this week and then for the year?
I mean, I've only ran like one other 60 and I couldn't save my time. I'm just hoping to put up good numbers, see you kind of where I stack up with everyone else. And then like 200, just hoping to get close to like PR times from high school, because I didn't really condition for it that hard.
What were your times in the 200 in high school?
I think like 22.1. or something like that.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm just hoping to see some improvement or time that I'm happy with.
What were you running the 100 in when you won the state? What was that?
10.7, I believe.
Okay. All right. So what do you like, the 100 or the 2 better?
I mean, it depends who I'm racing. 200 can be like more of like who's got the more grit at the end to win. Love that. Also love the 100 just because, you know, you can have 8-9 kids all lined up in a row just right at that finish line.
Yeah, it is.
Just something about it.
Yeah, you saw that at the Olympics. We didn't know the guy won.
Right.
Remember?
Right.
I was surprised, you know.
Some of the differences between, you know, what you're training in high school compared to what coach has you doing here?
I mean, we didn't really have many workouts in high school. We had a few just every once in a while. Besides that, you know, it's just kind of like, go do whatever, work on some blocks, and if you want to stay and do some more stuff by yourself, you do that. So just kind of just figure it out yourself, trial and error.
Are you finding that being competitive here, with, I mean, having to chase some guys down and being people that are, you know, in high school, especially in at your high school probably, you know, winning the state, probably not as close as a competitive as you. So is it fun and being different here now where, you know, when you're running, you know you've got people chasing you or you're chasing them as opposed to leading the pack in high school?
Yeah, I like it. I like running. I ran against some decathlete guys a few times. We got Matt Gipple. He's a previous sprinter.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm running with him. And it's like sometimes we're neck and neck. Sometimes he's got one step. I got half a step on him. It's just fun. I like getting right there. Just love the competitiveness of it. High school, I didn't really have that.
So right.
By yourself, just go and do it.
Yeah, so man. Your goal, I imagine, would be like all try to qualify for nationals. What do you have to do to qualify for nationals in the 60 and the 200?
I have them written down in my dorm, but I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Like 6.77, maybe 6.8-ish.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Right around 6.8.
Yeah. And what about in the 200?
Probably a 21 mid.
Yeah.
All right. So you'll figure it out this weekend, then, kind of where you stack up, as you said, that'll be.
Yeah.
Fun for you. Well, Cole, again with you getting back to, you know, I got your heptathlon this week. So, you only have two shots at that. When's the next one? Do you know what that one is?
When would the next hep be, Coach?
Jets Pizza back at SVSU.
Okay.
Yeah, we return back to SVSU for that one.
Okay.
That's probably about 3 meets after.
Yeah, it's January 30th.
Yeah,
I see. So,
nice.
Yeah, there you go. So, what are your expectations for this year?
I really want to make a statement. I know last year I was kind of not where I wanted to be. I wanted to qualify for nationals, and I think I was one or two out of the 16. And that really weighed on me all summer. So I've been working really hard. We've been with Coach since June, training, getting better, doing anything to get that extra step on anyone else. So I'm hoping to make a statement and place up there, get qualified for nationals off the first rip.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Who's pushing you on campus for that? Especially with Holden Hurd. So yep. Who else is out there?
We have Jeremiah Bullis. He's another multi guy. He's a fun one. He can vault crazy high. So we always go neck to neck. Actually, today we were going over some crossbars, and it was a little competitive aspect to that in vault. So that was fun.
So what's your height and vault right now?
Today, just in practice, I think, I made 14.6 bar. In meet, only 13.10. So there's a lot of improvements throughout last year, this year.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. And I heard you talking to Coach, you got a new pole you found?
Yeah. Yeah. We're looking for a 15 foot, 75 pound. And we were digging for a bit. Me and Maggie Conrad, she brought it up a little bit. Old vaulter.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were looking for a bit, and then we finally found, like, it was like golden, I swear. But once we found it, I picked it up and we vaulted a couple times, and I had some pretty close attempts at 15. It was fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's fun to find a good pole.
That's great. I mean, and that's something you don't think a whole lot about. I mean, what you use in that compared. What were you using before?
I was on the lighter side, 15-foot pole still, but only 170 pounds. So you want to try and push as much weight as you can to get the more spring off of it.
Right.
Yeah. So there's always learning to pole vault, though. Once I think I get it, there's another thing to learn.
Well, that's when you see some of the still pictures of some of the people. I mean, just basically on that pole and straight up and down. And,
yeah,
I mean, trying to figure that out and then to be able to arch right and get over the, you know, that's it. You know, you talk about techniques of throwing, I mean, but that's at least you're on the ground.
Yeah, yeah. It's
a safe spot, right? You're not up in the air.
I think that's why Coach likes pole vault so much. It is in a safe spot. You get to have fun with it.
Have you snapped a pole or anything?
No. I'm a safe vaulter, I believe. I think I've only fallen once back into the track, but some of the kids on our team, I think we had a girl snap a pole last year, and then...
That's scary. I've seen that happen.
Yeah, no kidding. There's been some crazy stuff happening with that.
Is that what, you know, with you, and what's one of the things about vaulting, you know, as far as that goes, any scary incidents or anything happened with you?
Yeah, when I had my PR for 13 foot last year, like two jumps before it, I landed super short, hit my head on the bar, and came down right into the box.
Ooh.
And we were like, whoa, what just happened? We had to make a couple changes and figure it out. But I've had a couple scary vaults where I was like, I have no idea what just happened, but that hurt a little bit. So,
well, at least you came back from it. I mean, that's one thing to be able to realize what you did, make the adjustment, and then get the PR. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to bring up what we haven't talked about yet. And I know it's got to be painful for everybody as, you know, we're closing out the place. And I can say it. It's been my 49th year at Siena. You know, even though the last five or six I've only been part-time, but being an AD 37 years, we're all sad. How is that affecting your team at all? You guys talk about it, or do you have any real incentive? Or?
I'd say we're not trying to let it weigh on us. We're all just still riding out for the last season, all giving it our best, and everyone's just buddy-buddy with each other. It's such a tight-knit community, so... So that helps a lot, but we try not to weigh on that aspect and just stay away from it.
I think if anything, it's pushing us a little bit too to try to like go for that.
Absolutely,
PR,
yeah.
get a little bit better while we're still here and have the opportunities and like taking everything we have and just putting it all out there.
Has anybody talked about moving on together some other places?
Yeah, I know some of the pole vaulters, we would really like to follow Coach Kirk wherever he decides to go next.
That'd be the dream.
That would be awesome. So I think some of us would love to stay together and find a place where we can all go.
You know, that's one of the things that, and I know our community knows this, but whether we like it or not, and you've witnessed some of this yourself, that Midwest football is about everything. You know, you hate to say it, you know, I always... laughed. When I was the AD and we added football, I would tell understand the biggest article in the paper will be about football and the second will be the pregame story about football. So, it's just the reality we deal with. Yet people don't realize what amazing athletes we have sitting in this room and what an unbelievable track program we've had at Siena Heights University. And, to even think to what you guys have done, you know, winning states and vaulting this and doing that, does that ever bother you, you know, when you see the other sports maybe get a lot more attention?
Yes.
And you can go first as being a lady here.
I would say, yeah, it bothers me a little bit just because I feel like everybody on our team works super hard and we put everything we have out on the line. And then sometimes to not get the credit we deserve can be a little bit frustrating because I think we are probably one of the hardest working teams on campus, and I think that everybody should be recognized for how awesome and how much hard work we put in. So.
Well, and Colby, you can probably speak to this too. I mean, being on a state champ football team.
That's what I meant.
Knowing all the accolades and everything you get for that.
It's
and
crazy.
You do something in track and, you know, there's
crickets.
There's families that are there watching.
Yeah, I like it, though. It's motivation. There might be families there, but if you hit that score that we're all looking for, it draws some attention. So
right.
I'd use that as a motivational aspect. But, yeah, it's definitely different from football to track.
Well,
love it, though.
What is? And the community of participating, watching, even the cross-country meets and the track over the years as AD is a camaraderie you have even among the athletes, which I think is so, so special. And it's something really to be envied. But I to tell a very quick story. When I coached cross-country with Coach Bauer years ago, and we were really good. I mean, really good. I tell people one time we ran Toledo, Coach Bauer and I team, and we they had first place. We took the next 10. Oakland was also at that meet, and we, you know, skunked them. I mean, our top seven came in. Yet we pretty much couldn't get anything, and, you know, nobody really knew in the paper. But you know what? The community knew. And what I mean by the running community, the track community knows. And I think that's what really drives runners. They have your own community, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one, too. Everyone's supportive, but also extremely competitive, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know what everybody's doing, even across the country.
Yeah.
Well, and you guys know, too. I mean, and it's interesting that, you know, the great facilities you have out there because, you know, for the longest time, there wasn't a track. They ran to Adrian High as part of their conditioning and used Adrian High's track, you know, well before, you know, what's over there now. And it's phenomenal. So, you know, you guys have seen, you know, the fruits of their labor to be able to have such a nice facility that you do have. But, well, guys, again, thank you very much for coming in. We appreciate your time and your effort. And good luck the rest of the way this year. And hopefully you have the success that you're hoping for.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, make sure you guys. That coach gets everything online so I can keep up. That's why I got to keep up with this now. And now, you know, that's what I love about doing this show. I know all the athletes now, and I really take a look at what you're doing at each meet. So the best of luck to you. And,
thank you.
Thank you, guys.
And again,
all right.
Coach,
once again, that's Logan Smith and Colby Masserat and Emma Stewart. So thank you very much. And you guys go get some dinner because you probably had practice. So
go
do that and go study since you're back from break now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
All right, we're going to take time out. We're going to have Coach Richards coming in here talking a little bit right after this here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
At Siena Heights University, we make transferring easy and ensure you're on your best path forward. Study online with our nationally ranked program or commute from home and get the traditional college experience by taking courses on our Adrian campus. Financial aid may be available and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Visit siennaheights.edu and find out what the Siena Effect can do for you. Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.siennaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Welcome back, Saint Sports Weekly. Here, Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith, and talking a track night. And we can't talk track without talking to Coach Kirk Richards. And Kirk, good to have you in.
Great to be here, Jeff. Fred.
Yeah, it's always good to see Coach.
And we talked before you got locked out about how the first time he was in here a few years ago, he was so nervous to come and talk on the radio, and now he's an old hat.
Yeah, he is. He's a veteran. He's We've just been blessed at Siena. We go to Coach Bauer, Coach Richards, probably two of the best track coaches in the NAIA, and they build our program that way. And I just know sometimes when you hire people, you get lucky. Well, I wish I said I had a lot to do with it. This guy is a stud. What he's done over at Siena, taking care of our field, O'Loughlin Stadium, and keeping the program going, losing somebody like Coach. And Coach,
well, that's why I was used to get on Bauer. I said, man, you got to be one of the best recruiters in the world to bring all these athletes that you bring here on campus, and you don't even have a track.
Yeah, years ago, yeah, right. That was you guys did it. But tradition's there, and that's what you guys have done that. And congratulations with that, Coach. And so you fired up about the team this year?
I am. We don't have a long-term plan, and I told all the kids it's going to be a rough year because we're going to condense 2 to 4 years into one season, and our main goal is to stay healthy and get better at what we do, so when they go to the next place, a student-athlete moves on at the end of the year, maybe they can get a little bit more money next time too.
Yeah.
Or a better height, time, or distance. If they do better, they'll get compensated for it with the next scholarship, as long as that institution has their, academic discipline.
Yeah.
So,
well,
that's
great,
our plan.
And the great thing about it is, even when you had, the guys that stuck around to play football or play some of these other sports, and, maybe you're a backup, or maybe, you don't get as much time on here. With here, you can go to these open meets and you're running, you're putting times up. It doesn't matter any of that because you're showing what you can do, where maybe – worried about film for a basketball player or some of these other sports, mm-hmm. where, you're putting times up and those times match up to anything.
It's objective. What Colby didn't say is he's also long jumping 22.7.
Wow.
He also high jumps 6'3". Wow. Well, like you say, it's objective. Other schools, it doesn't matter if it's Michigan or Spring Arbor,
right,
or Adrian, they can see that not only is, what are you, 3.8 or 4.0?
3.8.
Yeah. Yeah. Not only can he get in anywhere, basically, he has the times, heights, and distances to move on to any level that he chooses.
So 22 now, and you're talking about running, jumping a 19 back in high school, and you're doing 22 now.
Oh, yeah. He throws the shot 41, and pole vaults 14.6. He doesn't like the 1,000. But his hurdles are coming along. His javelin, 186, 188?
Yeah,
188. Yeah, 188 feet, which would have been the school record had it not been for Noah Cunningham 2 years ago. So he's pretty impressive. And he works harder than anybody, as hard as anybody. So all three of these athletes are, they're here because they're just great human beings. And you want kids to be better than you are in every facet.
Yeah.
And they are that. They're perfect.
One of the things that you guys have always done is you always run against the best. You try to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And talk about that, Coach.
Well, for instance, we're going to go up to Saginaw Valley, a Division II team that, in their own right, my twins ran up there. They were All-American runners up there. They're 39 there, so I'm familiar with the program. I'm familiar with the coach. But they're good. And Lewis is there, who's traditionally strong.
Yeah, out of Chicago.
Ashland is going to be there. Former national champions in Division II. And somebody else joined in to another team that's quite good. Is coming up there as a little, you know, you might not run the 60, you might run the 2, you might run the 3, whatever they're offering. So we like to go up against the better teams to make us better. So hopefully we'll go up there and we'll either stay close or beat some of these D2 teams. And then when we see them again at the end of January, maybe we can put it on them.
Well, and the great thing about that too is when you're talking about, you know, putting up times and putting up things too, when you're competing at that next level too, you're showing, okay, I'm in the NAIA school now, but mm-hmm. these are who I've competed against too. This is, you know, this is D2 level. You know, I'm competing here against these people too.
Yeah, in our conference, you got to remember Indiana Tech has, I think, been national champs in the last 8 years or 9 years, the women and men's team 16 times. Their field house is full of banners.
Yeah.
So you go to a conference meet and you're basically at the NAIA National Championships within our conference, Aquinas, Cornerstone. They're no joke. They're just very, very good. NAIA's got great competition in this area.
Well, so what, how many are you taking up there to that?
We're going to take the entire team. I'm at 31 and 32, my rosters. I did pretty good on the guy side with incoming freshmen. They still came. We still talked. They still came. But I did lose about 8 on the ladies' side as far as recruits. I was hoping we'd be bigger. But we've got a couple multi guys, and we're heading up Thursday.
That's awesome.
Right, yep.
Well, that's awesome that you know it's not easy what you coaches have all doing this year, and and you're doing a heck of a job with it. Kirk, it doesn't surprise me.
It's the hardest year I've ever
had
as far as just intensity and volume.
Yeah,
coaching.
Yeah, and you know it's only going to make you as great as you are. Only going to certainly make you better, but. You know, you talk about our league, you know, the league meet is a fun meet because, you know, track is different, you know. I mean, I date myself again. I remember when Southern Cal and UCLA would do a dual meet. That was one of the biggest on a Friday. That was a big thing. They don't do dual meets anymore, right?
But
that was a big thing, right?
Oh, you'd pack it out.
Now it's all invitational pretty much.
Yeah.
And which on one hand has allowed our athletes to, like say, run against anybody.
Yeah, you might have Michigan on the left in the 60. I'm taking some of the better kids up to Michigan on the 10th of January. And Logan will have Michigan here, Michigan State here, Ohio or Ohio State. He'll be racing in a 60-meter dash. And we'll see how that works out.
And
I got a feeling pretty good.
And it's about the only time that where you probably try to fight for points is when you go to the conference meet, right?
A lot of these meets are not scored, and every team and every student athlete is trying to qualify to either get in Division I of the regional meet,
right? Exactly,
or with Division II with the national champion.
And so you know when you do the. And that's always got to be a tough one for you. So when you do the conference meet, And you've won conferences before, even though you've beaten Indiana Tech. I know you have.
Yeah.
And it used to be, you know, we pretty much won all those before they came in there.
Yeah.
But you have to be careful with preparing a young man or woman to nationals, and yet you could have them run five events, maybe get points, but yet you don't want to ruin their training. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, the worst thing you can do is like high school when you're like Logan being in the 100, 200, 4x4, 4x1, long jump. And then all of a sudden coach says, well, I need you to do a 800 for points. You just got to finish first or second. That's inviting injury, and we've both seen it. All of us have seen that.
Plus your training.
Yeah. You can't just pull them off the shelf and not have them physically prepared. These guys, and of course Emma, their muscle density is different. Emma holds the record at Maple City Gymnastics when we do our gymnastic program. She can do 42 pull-ups.
40.
Huh?
40.
Oh, my goodness.
40 pull-ups.
Oh.
And bench 145?
Yep.
she beat Colby in the pull-ups.
23 won't cut it.
Yeah, but 23 is amazing. But, yeah. Their muscle density is so fibrous. They're so tight that you can really hurt them if you don't prepare them.
And I know that's got to be a temptation. You want to win the league, but you have to juggle that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. The kids might think I'm standing at the pole vault training, but my eyes are everywhere. Just, are they doing too much? Are they going too fast? Yeah. Are they coming out of the blocks at proper shin angles? Are they doing this? It can be stressful. I've tried to adapt to it. But
how have you, over the years, Coach, been able to develop your ability to coach so many events?
When I was coaching in high school, I started a club with some high school kids called the All Skills Multi-Team. So I took, you may have heard the last name, Ellsworth.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk Ellsworth, Courtney, the brother, played and got Mitt Rose Bowl defensive player. That was Kyler Ellsworth, played for Michigan State. His family was. So anyway, I had Courtney on this multi-team, and we traveled and did USATF meets and another long jumper. And we had three kids. And in the summer, I learned to coach every event in the decathlon.
Wow.
So I had to go hang out with other coaches and learn what they were doing to be successful. And it just took time and preparation. Like, you became a great cross-country coach being Michigan's winningest basketball coach, collegiate level. You decided to coach cross-country.
Well, I was decided for me, but
when you're
going to do it, you're going to learn, right?
Yeah,
and it helped my ability to be a basketball coach.
Yes.
I mean, and I'd laugh. The guys would used to call me the Big Banana and Fred on a moped, and I'd wear high top shoes. But I learned.
Yeah.
But what you learn about with you, you know, you got to, you know, vaulters, jumpers, the weight events. I know we have guys that you hire, and that's what you and Coach Bauer
done.
For
the weight and the hammer, I am not skilled at.
Yeah, and but yeah, I'm sure you're learning.
Yeah.
The high school, if any high school coaches are listening, they need to come over and talk to this man. He could help them. I mean,
there's a lot of information available.
Yeah, and that's what's a great thing about track. I mean, that's what, you know, you always know teams that have good football teams usually have good track teams in high school. You ever notice that?
If I was a football coach, they'd be running.
Yeah, and that's what happens.
You can't beat a team with speed.
Yeah.
No.
You really can't.
Now, looking at, you know, with the indoor, I'm looking at, you know, like Grand Valley's and Saginaw, and I know over at DeLab and Lincoln, too, it's a flat surface. Now, do you run on banked at the Nationals?
We do. At Gainesville, Florida this year, it's a municipal center in Gainesville, Florida, and they have an indoor track that it takes them a week and a half to set up, and it is 10 out of 10. It's amazing. I got to know the facility director of that, and talked about all that setup. I mean, I like that facility stuff. Anyway, so that's why we're taking the kids to a bank track when we go to Michigan.
Oh, okay. That's great.
Yeah, so they get a look at it. You got to have them get a look at a bank track before we send Logan and Of course, Colby is going to be on a bank track if he qualifies, when he qualifies,
in the
heptathlon. So, and if I feel like we need more, Indianapolis has Muni.
Okay.
Indiana has a bank track. I have options available to get him more looks if necessary.
How long has it been down in Gainesville?
This is our second year, and it is top notch.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. We're doing indoor track in Florida.
I know. It cracks me up.
Oh,
because all of those years, amazing. you guys, you know, you used to go all over the place. Yeah. But
the only bad part is I don't get to fly mostly because I got to put all the poles on a van.
Yeah, yeah.
If you ship pole vault poles, I've heard horror stories. They come back in 6 pieces.
I didn't even think about that.
Put them in a bay of a plane, and it's just bad luck.
There. Yeah, it probably is. It probably is. But that was my thought because it's interesting. I thought when you got there, I remember talking last year that it was on a bank track, so that's different than what you mostly run on.
Yeah, centripetal force and learning to cross over, right? We'll talk about that with Logan and with Colby.
But yeah, trying to run that curve. It's different running a curve.
All the resistance is a complete different animal.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, again, we only got a few minutes left, but, you know, this year you talked about just the expectation. You got to cram so much into this indoor and outdoor, and I know it's, you know, I know it's tough on the kids. I know it's very tough on you as well. But, you know, what are your thoughts on just trying to process this and get through the season?
I am not – I'm a forward thinker. I don't like looking back too much. My life is ahead of me. Oh, don't get me wrong. When I'm driving, I just went out to Philadelphia this Thanksgiving to see my son and his wife. You have a lot of time to think, and you look at – memories and stuff like that. But in this instance, I have to put 100% into the future of my student athletes.
Good for you.
Because, coach, we don't do this for the money. We love these kids. We think about them while we're there. We think about them when we're not there coaching them. And I want them to have the best future. You just want people to be better than yourself. It's still making the world a better place. So I want to look forward with them, for them, and see where we can. I'd love it if Colby went to Eastern, if Logan or Emma went and go D1. If she wants to go to a smaller Cornerstone Aquinas, that's fine too. But I want them to have that relaxed feeling of being able to choose wherever they wanted to go.
Well,
it's going to be interesting.
Options.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And if I continue to coach, I would love to have all of them. I would love to have them go the same place I'm going. And that's been talked about as well.
So
Emma knows the secret to what I'm doing with that.
So. Richard Schreck Club.
I just kind of pray on it, and I figure I'll be pointed in the right direction, like how I ended up being hired by Coach Smith.
You know, instead
I don't
of,
worry too much about it.
You know, Lane Kiffin, it's Lane Richards. You know, no, I'm just getting hard.
Poaching all these kids, bringing them along. So.
That's awesome, man.
It's the greatest job in the world, Coach, isn't it?
It is.
It is.
Well, being around these guys, I miss it.
Yeah.
We know what Coach Bauer, you know, what he built, and I know that, you know, he's proud of you, and I know that it means a lot for you to be able to keep that tradition of the program going as well.
When you get to a program, and he had 230, 40 All-Americans when I walked in the door at Siena, you got work to do. You can't slack off.
Right.
Because you gotta keep that going. So helping him and adding, I think, 159 more All-Americans with the events I coach, that was my gift to the guy because, you know, Bauer.
Yeah.
You want to make him happy.
Right.
I was assistant for the first few years till you created the ladies' head coach job.
What's great about you guys, you're different, though. And what's great, the kids get to get coached by different styles. And
absolutely.
I think that's what makes it great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to get out of here. We got another show coming up next that we got to get to. But, again, you know, for you young athletes, I appreciate your time and good luck. And, Coach, as always, you know, have a good run at it.
We're going to give it a go,
That's right. All right. Saints Sports Weekly, Jeff Bowman, Fred Smith, we're out.